Mandy.
Hello, Katie.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm
You are
fine. How are
actually,
you?
I'm good. You're dressed. I mean, showered, but that's about it. So look at how gorgeous you are as always. You must have a Zoom work call or something coming up.
No, I have to go to Moultrie. Have some depositions. Have some depositions tomorrow. Well, a deposition, which I asked if I could participate via Zoom, and they were like, "We want to do it in person." Well, fine, y'all do it in person, but can I be there via Zoom? It's your deposition. But no. So I'm driving to Moultrie for a deposition that I will be surprised if it lasts more than an hour.
So
But
how
that's
many hours
okay.
is that in
That's
the
okay.
car?
Six.
6 hours in the car for an
There
hour.
and back.
Yay.
And I'll have to go. I'm going tonight. I should probably get a hotel room. Which I hate getting a hotel room in Moultrie because there are 5,700 places I could stay, but none of them are like, I feel bad rolling into any of them like I would my mom's house. Like I could just roll into my mom's house at 7 o'clock, a mess. And go to bed an hour later, and if I stay with somebody else, like it's like an I feel like they have to entertain me, and I don't want all that, so I've just started getting a hotel room when I go, so guess I should do that since I'll be
Amazing.
putting my head on that bed tonight. But yeah, so that's why I'm dressed. I gotta drive to Moultrie, and I will have lunch tomorrow with my dear friends Michael and Elizabeth Strickland. So I'm looking forward to that.
Love it.
And then I'm going to stop in Tallahassee on the way back at my lawyer's office in Tallahassee. I don't even know. I went to choir practice on Monday for the community choir I'm singing in. And everybody's like, what is going on? I'm like, I don't know. I've either been out of town or I've been sick. Like, I don't know. So, anyway, that's just Allegra got adopted.
So excited for Allegra.
Right. We came home from Susie's when last we recorded. We were with Gracie at Susie's house. And we came home on Friday evening. And then she was adopted on Sunday afternoon. Her parents live in Spanish Fort. They're retired. And could not have been more excited. I mean, the woman was like, I couldn't sleep last night. I was just so excited. So I told my husband, it's the last time we'll sleep without our dog for hopefully 14 years. Oh, just the cutest thing.
I love
So
it.
anyway, so that's good. And I'll probably be picking up another foster somewhere around Thanksgiving, I think is the plan. So and meanwhile, my sister is jonesing for a dog. So yeah, because Lucy, she's like, I came home and I was there by myself for the weekend, and I just cried and cried because I just wanted my dog to pile up on the couch with me. So, and she has long wanted a Bernie Doodle, which she says I say wrong. Berna Doodle. And it's hard to find a Berna Doodle rescue, apparently. And so she's been looking at puppies. And I'm like, that's fine. If you want to buy a puppy, I cannot be in on helping you select it. Did I talk about this already?
No.
She sent me pictures of puppies from this breeder, and like one has a bow on its head and one's in a Halloween costume. And she's like, which? And I'm like, you can't ask me to help you decide. And she totally gets it. She's like, I'm still, she called me last night. She's like, I'm on this Facebook group, and there's a woman that's got one who needs to be rehomed. And his name is Wally. And she says he's perfect. And I sent her a message about it. And she said that she'll hold him for me if I'll send her $400. I was like, no. No. Like, so here's my deal on that, just for people. The rescue I work with, as y'all know, when they come from foster homes in our rescue, you know what you're getting. We make Herculean efforts to place these dogs in a home that is suitable for their needs. Partly because we also agree to always take the dogs back. And so we want the match to be good so that we're not having, like Allegra, having to replace them. And, we go and inspect the home before they are approved to doctors. We ask for vet records so that they can prove that they provide heartworm treatment and other, proper treatment for their animals. Like, it's a process. And so that's the kind of rescue I recommend. There are other rescues doing great work where if you're brave enough and you just want to go pick up a dog, I mean, sort of like you did with Honey.
She picked me
And
up.
right. So, those kinds of those people do great work as well. But it's just you're getting yourself into a different situation. And so my sister is very concerned about, especially having seen what she's seen with me and my 14 fosters. She knows the craziness that could possibly ensue. And so she's like, I just don't know that I can take on a special needs dog. And I'm like, well, you may not have a special needs dog. You may have a perfectly fine dog, but she just can't find a rescue. Like, why am I rescue the South for Bernedoodles? So anyway, we had a come to Jesus last night because there is a rescue in Nashville that's called Snooty Giggles Dog Rescue, and y'all should follow them just because it is the most heartening thing. The lady that runs it is just, she writes these stories for these dogs. She gives them these names. She keeps most of the special needs dogs, and they get a lot because they'll take special needs dogs. But they also have other dogs who are not special needs adopted out. And so I was like, if you're not sold on a Bernedoodle, then maybe get one from Snooty Giggles. But anyway, so she's working through all that. So anyway, we'll see what the dog situation. They are going to a breeder. They have an appointment to go to a breeder on Friday to pick up a dog. And she's like, we're just gonna look. She's gonna come home with a puppy and it's gonna be cute and we're gonna love it, and that's fine. But she's like, I don't want to disappoint my sissy. I said, you're not. I get it. I really, there's no judgment here. I just can't help you pick it out. So that's the dog situation in the Caldwell household.
Love it.
Yeah, we'll see how all that shakes out. But Allegra and I actually watched a football game, Katie, on Saturday.
So I will say that Honey started watching the football game with me, but then I screamed so loudly and scared her so badly that she once again put herself to bed.
Well, there you go. There you go. But what a game.
It was a game. Quite a
What
game.
a game.
Let me say, I really am proud of Auburn. The loss is a loss. I didn't expect us to win, so it was not disappointing in that way, but I just feel like they played their little hearts out and they love DJ Durkin, and I'm kind of hopeful that we give him a chance to be a head coach. I think the boys respect him and like him. And can we start there with the bar being there? Just be nice and kind.
Right,
So
right.
yeah. So I'm proud of, I was wondering if you had watched. I got messages from other people like, I know that Honey's hiding in the bedroom right now. And I'm like, yes, she, you're not wrong.
Yeah. No, I was having a hard time. I will say, I did eventually decide that I was rooting for Vanderbilt, but I've been rooting for Vanderbilt for 36 years. It's hard to just
Well,
turn that off.
I root for
And
Vanderbilt.
I will say this too. I think I first really sort of experienced this phenomenon when Mercer played Alabama and went to that game. And there were people actively rooting against Mercer. Like, I'm sorry. Why are you like, you're a giant stepping on an ant? Like, just, I'm yelling, like, don't kill him. As they tackle a kid, like, it just, I don't get that. And because of 36 years of Vanderbilt football fandom, I feel that way, even though Vanderbilt now is not an ant.
Right.
And so, our friend Casey and our Braves besties text thread, they're both Georgia Tech girls. And so Vandy beat Tech in the bowl game last year. And so they now both have very bad taste in their mouth for especially Diego. And so I just was laughing. They're like, I hate him, bird. I'm like, anchor down, motherfuckers. I sent him a big Diego gif at the end.
Our season is so blown to hell anyway that it doesn't really matter. I'm really glad that we at least hung in there for the kids that are still playing. So we're gonna get the snot beat out of us by Alabama. And so, this was a chance where I feel like we had a chance in the end. I didn't think we would to begin with, but I was really
Yeah, it
proud.
was a great, I mean, it really was a great
Great
game.
game.
A very good game. But yeah, Julie and Will went together. Will was in town, and they went to the game together, and she said it was just delightful. I haven't talked to him to hear if he also thought it was just delightful, but oh God. And
Good.
in other news, I have not watched a single game, but Mercer football is killing it. They are already qualified for their, triple A, whatever the, their conference, it's not, but they're already qualified for the playoffs. And Coach John Gruden, who was an NFL coach forever and ever, he apparently, I don't know, he must have talked about Mercer football on his podcast or something.
I
And
love that.
so they sent him a box of stuff. And he filmed himself opening it, and he was just spouting Mercer facts left and right. It
I
was so
love
cool.
that.
Yeah.
And guess
So
who they play next week?
Auburn.
I'm so
Oh,
glad they're
I'm
playing so well before they come to visit us.
excited. I think they've won like 7 or 8 games in a row. I will watch a great game. I'll watch that game too in person. So that's gonna be fun, but yeah, I need to be proud of me for watching some football.
Very proud. Very, very proud.
What's been going on with you?
Well, here, I don't know just how cold it got the other night down there, but here it was in the 20s. And
We
as
made it, we
a,
didn't get below freezing, but it
oh,
was
that's
cold, it
fun.
was in the 30s.
So it was windy too. So it was freezing and windy. And so with much help from my friend Jennifer, I prepared the house and brought the cats in.
Well, that's exciting.
Which I will be doing throughout the winter as it gets in the 20s. So I'm ready now. I'm fully prepared, ready to go. They did great. It took me a
Good.
minute to catch Diana because she is not a fan of, being caught or corralled or anything else. Art, of course, was ready to come inside, ready to go, man. He was ready to be warm. So I put him in the laundry room. They had their food in there. They had a litter box. They had water, all the things they need. They were warm and cozy. And by the morning, Diana was like, "Really? I have to go back outside?" I was like, "I
Now
knew
you're
you
gonna beat me
would.
out.
I knew you would." So we survived. The one thing that happened that I really was not, well, the one person in the house or person in the house that was not thrilled was Honey. Honey was like, what is happening? This is my
Yeah.
territory. I'm not sure about this. Get these bitches out of my house." And
Yeah.
she was fine, but like first thing in the morning, she runs to the front door, and that next morning she ran to the laundry room door sniffing like, "Are they still here? Please tell me they're not still here. Get rid of them right now.
Oh,
I
can
don't
we
want them in my
pause real
house."
quick? I don't.
Of course.
Can
Of
we
course.
pause real quick? Sorry, let me take this.
All right, we're back. Oh, now we're back. Sorry about
Sorry.
that. So
Where's
anyway,
that?
part of Honey's anxiety showed itself as I let her out one last time last night or was it 2 nights ago, and she decided to chase a car. She's not a car chaser. She's never been a car chaser. She's a pretty good listener. If I say, "Hey, stay right here," she stays right here. If I say, "Hey, come here," she comes here. She doesn't chase cars. But my neighbor was coming home just right at the moment that I let her out to go pee one more time, and she took off, man. She took the hell off. And I think it's because, like, there was a disturbance in
Oh,
her
of
force,
course.
and she was like, "I'm going with him. I'm not
Yeah.
staying here. There are cats in my house. I'm going with him." So anyway, so she is gonna be on a leash for a very long time now to remind her that we do not run. We just
Yeah.
don't. I that scared me to death because we're not far from a
Yeah.
major highway. Like Georgia 90 is right there, and there are trucks all times of the day and night because of the chicken plant that we have here in town. I mean, they're all hours. It does not matter. If she gets out, it scares me to death. So
Yeah.
I have
Yeah.
a runner. Dang it. And then tomorrow, I'm so, or today, and then tomorrow I have meetings. I'm going to Atlanta, which means I'm going to do a Trader Joe's run. So I'm going to look for some new and different things, and I cannot wait to update y'all on all the things when I
I
get
may
back.
hit the Trader Joe's in Tallahassee on the way home
There
tomorrow,
we
too.
go. There we go. We'll both, maybe we can compare Trader Joe's hauls and see what new and
Maybe
different stuff we come up with.
so.
Yeah, so there we go. But that's about all I got. I'm just, about to finish packing, and it's been a wild week. I've had to do a lot of pastoral care. I've been in ICUs. And I will say one more thing that I didn't put on here, but a colleague of mine, another female pastor here in South Georgia, passed away this week. And she was always so kind and supportive and loving and wonderful, and took an interest in the rest of the female pastors, especially in the conference, and the men too. She was just a wonderful human, and we are going to miss dearly the Reverend Christy Bandy. She was in Hawkinsville, was her appointment. And I just am so sad that the South Georgia Conference in the world and female pastors have lost a big advocate. But we know that there is hope even in death, and that we will see her again. And I'm sure she'll watch out for all of us women in ministry and make sure we're behaving.
I'm having lunch with my female pastor on
Oh,
Friday.
yay. I love that. Love it, love it, love it. So, Mandy, you have a very wide variety of food and books this week, and I'm real excited about it.
Yeah.
So tell us all the things. I am very interested in definitely the first two to make. I can't wait to see.
Yes, we had soup weather. For sure, this week. And I have not made yet, but I bought the ingredients to make Smitten Kitchen's French onion soup, which a couple of years ago I made like, I don't know, two or three times.
Love it.
And it's killer. It's so good. It's a
Love French
lot of
onion.
chopping onions. And then that's really sort of all you have to do. You do have to chop a bunch of onions, like 3 pounds of onions. I recommend if you don't have onion goggles, you can get some onion goggles. Put those on before you chop. It's hard when you wear glasses to have the onion goggles work. But anyway, that's but really, and then it's just like you just brown the onions, and the recipe, like it's I can't remember now the exact time. It's like for either 40 minutes or 90 minutes. Yeah, just because stoves vary so much, but that's really all you do. And you just kind of stir them every now and then until they're really nice and nice and browned. And then you just add the other stuff, and it's really so easy. And then you top it off with cheesy bread under the broiler, and like doesn't get any better than that. So, Smitten Kitchen's French onion soup is a definite. The second food thing I had is Smitten Kitchen's apple cider syrup. And it is in, it's in, I can't remember. I'll have to look and I can link to it, but
Okay.
it's part of one of her cocktails
Oh,
on her
okay.
plate. Like a, it's not a Manhattan. It may, it's like a, but it's basically a riff on a Manhattan. And what she does is she, since you're going to Trader Joe's, buy the spiced apple cider at Trader Joe's
Okay.
and you just boil it down to a syrup.
Oh,
And
okay.
this last batch I made, I let it go too long. So it's really almost like a gel, but I'm still using it. It's still fine.
There we go.
And on the recipe on her blog, she has you like add like cinnamon sticks and other kind of spices. But if you get the spiced apple cider from Trader Joe's, it's already got all those spices in it. So literally
Okay.
all you have to do is pour that in a pot and boil it down until it gets to be a syrup. And then
Okay.
you store the syrup in your refrigerator. And what I have been doing is just getting a little teaspoon of that in my shaker with some ice and then pouring my bourbon in. Sometimes I'll do some bitters in there. Some half the time I don't even bother, but I just shake up the bourbon with that syrup. It's
I'm making it.
delightful.
Totally
It's
making it.
delightful. Delightful.
Cannot wait.
May have accidentally had two last night
Ooh.
and then decided to walk across the street to see if I could see the northern lights, which apparently were appearing to everyone. And I walked across the street to the beach. And as I was walking, I mean, it's dark as I'll get out, but
Yeah.
also I'm like, I don't, wow, I had two of those and I didn't realize I might should watch my teeth.
Yes, indeed.
So yeah, could didn't see the northern lights either, by the way. Could have been because I was looking south.
Oh,
Maybe I should have turned around and
maybe.
looked north. I don't know. Details. Details after two apple cider syrup drinks. I don't know.
There we
Anyway.
go. I'm definitely making that. I've just added
Yeah,
it to
it
my
really
list
is.
for tomorrow.
It's very good. And you can, if you want to, like I have good boozy cherries.
Yeah, I
Sometimes
do
I'll
too.
put just like a little bit of cherry syrup in there and then
Oh,
top it with a cherry
yeah.
or a nice orange slice.
I have all
It's
of those
also nice.
things. Yes.
You can do all that, but just even just the syrup with the bourbon
Yeah.
is just delightful.
Yeah.
And while you're eating your soup and drinking your bourbon, you can read a delightful book, Lily King's Writers and Lovers. Now, this is her older book. She just had a book that released, I think, last week, and I can't remember the
Okay.
name of it, but everybody was all excited about it, but it wasn't available on Libby yet.
Okay.
So I just searched her name and Writers and Lovers, and it's just a great book. It's about a young woman in Boston who is a struggling writer and has recently lost her mom, and so it just sort of follows her through a couple different relationships with her brother, with men, with friends, and it was just I really enjoyed it. It was beautifully written. So Lily King's Writers and Lovers.
And for the
And then I
record, because
also,
I just looked it up, there's only one L in the second Lily, Lily, because I couldn't find it the other way
yeah.
on StoryGraph.
And then the second one is our beloved Brené Brown.
Lover.
I was listening and I stopped listening because I've got to buy the book so that I can highlight it and write in it. It's called Braving the Wilderness. And it's basically sort of how do we get civility back? How do we get our connection with each other back? And like literally, I've got to have a hard copy and make notes. There were several things I found convicting in it.
Love it.
You know, some of the lessons are like lean in closer. Like you think you hate people, it's hard to hate people when you see them up close. And so we need to get out from behind our phones and our chosen news sources and, you know, interact. It's hard. That's hard for
It is.
me. I don't like a lot of people, but probably that's because I'm behind my phone looking at these people, and we need to get out and interact with one another. And then another one that I can remember off the top of my head was call out bullshit civilly. So call out the stuff, but do it with civility. But anyway, just lots of good, sort of, I think, important practical lessons for us right now, and
Love it.
would highly recommend.
Love it.
Yeah. So, talk to us about your favorites, Katie. I just noticed my speaker's about to die.
Well,
Trying to find my
my
charger.
favorite thing right this second is that honey is snoring like a, I don't know if you can hear, it's not quite that loud, but she is
Yeah.
just happy as a clam, which makes me happy.
Good.
So,
I'm
the
glad.
first thing I'm gonna go back a week and co-sign on something that Mandy has been trying to get me to do for a while now, which is watch The Americans with Kerry Russell and Matt Rhys. And this is where they met as a couple. The chemistry, you can tell that they like each other. It is so good. I'm on like episode four, and I am loving it. Y'all, if you haven't watched it, if you were like me, which was on your list, but you just never got around to it is so good. And a lot of the other people in it, I didn't realize were in it. And it's just the cast is amazing. So, really, really good. Totally co-sign on that. You know, I do whatever Mandy tells me, and she's not wrong about this at all. The Americans is very, very good. I cannot wait to keep watching it. So,
No, it's one of my favorites.
it's really good. I can also see this being one that's like West Wing that I watch over and over again because it's so she found a petrified, looks like a petrified rubber band.
Oh, maybe that's what it
Yeah.
is.
So anyway, that's really good. I think it'll be a rewatch like West Wing and Harry Potter are for me because it's so nuanced and deep, and
For sure.
I'm sure
For
I've
sure.
missed 5,000 things already.
You have.
Yeah.
You have. I
So
guarantee.
there's that. The other thing that I watched the other day, it's only like 4 episodes, maybe. It's not even like a full season, it's a limited series. It's called Death by Lightning. And it's on Netflix. It's the story of President Garfield and Vice President Grover Cleveland, which I did not know. It is fascinating. Fascinating. And
Okay, I saw that.
it's got a great cast. So Matthew McFadden plays this crazy guy, and he plays it so well. Michael Shannon plays James Garfield. Betty Gilpin, love her, plays Mrs. Garfield. Nick Offerman plays Chester Arthur and does drunk really, really well. Bradley Whitfield is in it. Let's see. And just a lot of other character actors that you will definitely recognize. But it is really good, very informative, but done in a way where it doesn't feel like a history lesson. It's a really, really good story that I had no clue existed. So I thought it was fascinating. So
It's
definitely
amazing.
recommend that watch. One of the best things that I've actually was given this thing lately. What helped me track honey as she ran away from me in the middle of the night in the dark and watch her bounce up and down after the car was this night howl rechargeable safety necklace dog collar. It is not like a regular dog collar. It does break away very easily, but it's LED, and I leave it on like the psychedelic color changing setting because it's funny. But it's pretty dark out here at the campground, and so having that on her, first of all, she doesn't like the dark, so it gives her a little bit of light, and it lets me be able to see where she runs to at night. But it's not expensive. It was Anyway, it's well worth it. Well worth it. So if you've got a place where you need to track your
Good.
dog at night, Do it. It's great. The other thing that I have gotten lately is some cold weather gear because, before I had animals, I could, and I don't have a backyard with a fence, so I walk my dog. I didn't have to bundle up unless I really wanted to. So I went on Tractor Supply because, Carhartt these days is a very popular brand. All the rappers are wearing it. Like they are, it's right up there with Gucci. And with the C on your clothes comes a very high price tag these days. And these coveralls are really just to walk around the campground. They are not to do work in. I have had Carhartt. I have owned Carhartt. They're great clothes. I'm not paying for Carhartt anymore. So I went and got the much more affordable version. The Byrne, Byrne women's line at Tractor Supply is perfectly fine. It's very warm, comfortable. So I got a pair of coveralls. And so I've been wearing those and I stay warm on our walks, which is nice. And I will keep wearing those all winter. The other thing that I got was from Tractor Supply was a little coat for my little girl because, even though she's got on a fur coat, the wind will get you. So that barn coat is very affordable. You can spend a fortune on
Yes, you
cute
can.
ones and frilly ones, whatever. I want her to be warm. That's all I care about. And she loves it. And it's got a little hole in it where I can put the leash and attach it to her so I can still walk her on a leash. So highly recommend those two things from Tractor Supply if you're getting ready for winter. And then the last, I don't know if you heard her just snore then, but she's cracking me up. So Coke has a holiday flavor. And I got the Coke Zero version, but the holiday cream vanilla is delicious. I don't normally keep Cokes or soft drinks in the house, but I am treating myself this holiday season for a little afternoon pick-me-up. The cream vanilla is like a cream soda. It's so good. It's so good. So there you go. That's all the things that I am enjoying these days.
Well, there you go.
There you
There you
go.
go. Those are fun.
Yeah.
I almost got Allegra a sweater, but then she was going to get
And she
adopted
was
before the
gone.
cold weather hit, so I didn't have to.
Yeah. I'm thinking about a sweater, but I mean, it's warm enough in the house where I'm just going to throw this thing on her and go. I'm not going to worry with it.
I tried to get Freddie one last year for Christmas. And I ordered an extra large. And it looked like he had on a cropped vest.
Well, I had gotten the smaller size and it wouldn't even Velcro. So she's gotten a little belly, which is great. We want her to be healthy and rounder. So I gave that one away and then got her the bigger size. So we're in a schmedium.
Well, good. There you go.
There we go.
Well, that was fun, Katie. Well, I hope you have fun in Atlanta.
I'm sure I will. I cannot wait to go to the Trader Joe's. Cannot wait. So
Okay,
I'm
well,
very
enjoy.
excited.
Enjoy.
I will. And you enjoy Motown. It's not all that far from me. So maybe next time if you're there and for longer than a night and I am
An
not in
hour.
Atlanta, maybe we could have dinner. Yeah,
Longer than an hour.
I know, right?
So annoying.
Oh no. Well, y'all have a great
Oh.
week. Go find your people, and we are thankful for you.